Well, I'm chilling tonight. I'm not at the helm of all these controls and technology, because I tend to mess up. But tonight has been a real blessing, actually, and listening to what everybody's been sharing. You know, over the last few weeks, I've been sharing about being thankful, you know, not having fear, that this has really been a time of, even though we are in lockdown, this has been a time of having family time. You know, nobody's rushing around. As I said before, you know, people were worrying about their jobs and their houses and their cars. But we as believers have to keep God first. And it really blessed me, Carl Morton, when you shared about Moses. Because funnily enough, me and Lawrence were talking about that yesterday. And how Moses was just one man. And thousands of people, I don't know how many, but thousands, you know, followed him. And, you know, they could see that the situation was dire. And like Carl Morton said, they wanted to go back. You know, they thought they were leaving them into the desert to die. But then Lawrence reminded me that Moses was a friend of God. You know, Moses was so highly thought of by God that God worked within him and he spoke what God told him to speak. You know, he was very meek, very humble, but he was just one man. And see, that's all it takes. It takes one man or one woman to just listen to that still small voice, and things then move very fast. So, you know, again, I was sharing with Lawrence, you know, there's the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We have this situation right now. We have people crying out for help and nobody knows which way to turn. Some people may call on God, you know, in a desperation and in a fear situation. But once all this is over, are they still going to be around? Are they going to remember what God's done for them? That when they called out to God, he heard them, he answered their call? No, very unlikely, because the word tells us that the true laborers are few. So those true laborers, when they speak by that Spirit of God, people should stand up and listen. Because it's no different now, today, than it was thousands of years ago when the man of God, whoever it was at the time, spoke and spoke for God, things happened. So, you know, we're not to be fearful. We don't go to God in fear. We know that. But the one thing that pleases God is our faith. And even though we're in a situation where, you know, they keep saying it on the TV, it's unprecedented, right? It's unprecedented. That's all they can say. They don't have the other words for it. But it's unprecedented times, you know. Strange times, you know. Times we've never been through before. But we know there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
So it may not be called a pandemic, but there were diseases, there were the plagues of locusts and all sorts going on. And who delivered the people? Who delivered God's people? God did. And it's no different today. You know, we see what's going on around us, but we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. So if we're concentrating on what we see, then we're not going to hear that still small voice. We're not going to hear God telling us to go this way. You know, we're too focused on what the TV's saying, what people are saying. And yeah, I do listen to a few of the updates. And I like to, because it reminds me what I need to pray for, what I need to keep my thoughts on. And, you know, it gives me the chance to pray for people, to pray for situations. Because don't forget, our son works in the hospital as well. But he always comes back with good reports. like the southwest of England is where the believers are, and we have hardly anything down here, you know, and the hospital's quite empty, and this is good news. When I hear this, I hear it as good news. And then I thank God for the situation. I thank God to keep my family safe. No fear. But there's posts on Facebook right now, and people are, you know, reacting in different ways. And the best thing we can do for them is to pray for them. Not to respond to the messages. Yes, we can give words of encouragement. But we've really got to take a stand now. I believe us on this Skype, we are the labourers. Right? We are the true labourers in our areas of concern. All over, whether it's Europe, America, wherever. We are the labourers. We are the ones that listen to God. And when God tells us to do something, then we move. You know, Anna and Pedro, still no deaths in their area. See, God's blessing that area. Those guys aren't fearful. They're not worried about the situation. And God is prospering their area. So when we listen, just remember, guys, like if Moses was here on this Skype right now and he told you to do something, would you? But it's no different now than it was thousands of years ago. There are men of God right now that speak for God, and we have to listen. And we move collectively, praying for one another, encouraging one another, not being fearful of the situation, but allowing God to work within us both to will and to what? Do of his good pleasure. Because when we do what God wants us to do, then we will prosper. Then we will get the deliverance. Then we will get the blessings. You know, the virus is out there, but it doesn't have to come near to us. Because we're listening to God. So, you know, I still think, again, I'll say it, as we do our best, God really does go to work and God really does the rest. So, you know, just picture yourself as one of those prophets back in the Old Testament, you know, and really connecting with God and let God work within you. Let God put those fitly spoken words for you to speak to the people. Like Kathy said, you know, we don't want to be doing it by our senses. You know, we don't sort of see a situation and think, well, this is what I think I should say. We allow God, because God knows the right words to speak to the people. We're just his vessel. You know, we have that Holy Spirit. That Spirit connects with that Christ in us, and then we speak. And by speaking by that Spirit, then we can cut through the crap, the muck and the mire. And God really will bring the deliverance to the lives of people. So I think, you know, I'm very thankful to have Lawrence home. Although I did say to him this morning, when are you due back in India? You know, I think being on my own for quite a few weeks, I got into a little routine, and then Lawrence comes home and disrupts it all. But he's my man of God. I listen to him. He's the head of the house, so he thinks. But, you know, working together, encouraging one another so that you don't feel lonely, you don't feel isolated and upset, you know, and just do not listen to the news. Do not believe everything that you read and everything you see, because our God is bigger and better and greater than any pandemic, any virus, any disease. You know, it's no different. Again, the world has given this virus a name, just like cancer, and it's no bigger than a headache. You know, God can cut through it. God can deliver us. God can heal us. And we just have to look to him. So that's what I wanted.